Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I thank you for we commit our works to you this day so you can establish our thoughts. So I thank you, establish our thoughts this morning also as we go into this word and we think about it. Thank you. It's your spirit that opens up our hearts and our mind to think and to speak and to see your goodness and stay in your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, beloveds. I'm not gonna go on here from verse 4. You can go right on here, right down, and then still going into from 15. We'll start at 15, and David is really, talking his heart out and his feelings. But we don't live by feelings. We've got to live by faith, eh? But the beautiful thing here is he's talking to God, and the word of God tells us if God tells us in Isaiah chapter 1, he says, "Come, let us reason together. And though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow." And that's what happens when you run to God. You can come to God with your feelings and it's like he's saying here, destroy them, kill their children, don't do anything good to them because they've never done any good to anyone else, and he's going through this whole thing. But he's talking to God. And in talking to God, God comforts him, draws close, brings light, brings answers. And that's the God that we serve. He's a God of all mercy and comfort. And so he can go into the presence of God in a bad state, but he comes out with encouragement. And that's what we've got to do as well. Listen, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. So you can go feeling disapproved, unapproved, not loved, but you've got to come away with mercy, answers, love in action. What's the love? The word that God has got for you. And that word is perfect. Amen. Our ways must be perfect. And when you find perfection in God, how's that scripture goes? His ways are perfect and all his ways are just, something like that. So that's what you need to get. So we know we've been there, we've been on the dark side, where we also fought fire with fire and you used our arrogance to force our way and violence, whatever. But we've come out of that and we know now mercy triumphs over judgment. So we're just looking at this, getting stuff for us that to help us. So let's just read from verse 15 to 17, must really.
Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. For he didn't remember to show kindness, but pursued the poor and needy and the brokenhearted to put them to death. He loved to curse. Let curses come upon him. He didn't delight in blessing. May it be far from him.
So yeah, he's still grumbling and mumbling about this, his enemies. But what we can just pick up this morning is, go to God, don't run from God, and then go to God. And the Bible says, watch and pray. So you don't just go to talk to him. Pray is talking to him. Amen. Reasoning together with him is talking to him. But you don't just pray. You must watch. What is God saying? What is the answer? What you need light for your darkness, blessings for your curses. And so that's the whole key. And then you are abiding under the glory in the splendor. You're not in the splendor of man, which is fades, which is can just look nice for a time, but it's like the flower of the field. It's the glory of God. And the glory of God is the coming of God, coming of Jesus, Jesus manifesting himself. He's ruling supreme and he's now revealing himself. So draw close to the Lord and be encouraged in his presence and in his provision. And stay, remember, mercy triumphs over judgment. He who gives no mercy, that's what David is saying here and complaining here. This guy's, these enemies don't give mercy, so don't give them mercy. But bottom line, as we know, how did God work with us? He drew us out. We fight not against flesh and blood. And God knew that. And he knew that there's a child hidden away there. And that's why he moved towards you, and he drew, and he got the child to call on the Lord. And then the Lord moved in. And the Lord is still moving in, and his splendor and his glory is still growing and manifesting around you and with you. So stay in the goodness. Amen. You know the problem. You were the problem at one time, but now you are the child of the Most High God in the kingdom of the living God. And this is what needs to be manifested and grown on the earth as it is in heaven.
Thank you, Lord, that you are always available to talk to and to reason together with. And thank you, Lord, that you've got the answers. Open our ears and our eyes to see and to hear. This is the way you should go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.